Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharpton. Say, Mother, the next time you're looking for something to team up with leftovers for a meal that's sure to please the family, here's your answer. Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. You see, this is a hearty old-fashioned soup that folks go for eagerly and is just filled with good eating. Fine, plump chickens are slow-simmered to make its golden broth. Home-style egg noodles are added for full-bodied nourishment. And then in go plenty of tender pieces of chicken. Mmm, good. So the next time you want to give a meal new appeal, new heartiness, remember to serve Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. Well, since a woman who signed herself Mrs. X left a baby on Jack's doorstep, life has been very complicated at 22 North Hollywood Lane. And here, trying to cope with one of his many problems, we find Jack Carson.
Nah, nah, nah. Just a second, baby. This won't take long.
Well, I wish you'd hurry, sir, so the baby will stop crying.
Nah, nah, don't worry, don't worry. This will do the trick. Now, let's see. One corner is folded over like that. Then you take the other corner and fold it over like this. And you take both sides and turn it up, put a pin in it, and there. See, baby? That's the way to make a paper hat.
Mr. Carson, I wish you'd get a nurse. We can't spend all of the day jumping about wearing paper hats to amuse the child.
We have to keep him occupied, don't we? Look at him now, creature. He's happy. Aren't you happy, baby?
Well, I'm not happy. No, I'm not. Well, Mr. Carson, I don't think this situation can go on much longer. Have you made any effort to locate the woman who left the baby on the doorstep?
Well, how can I locate her? She signed herself Mrs. X and sent her a note not to give her baby to an institution. But if I know human nature, she'll have a twinge of remorse and come back and get her baby someday.
Well, I hope it's soon, sir. If Mr. Crabtree, the landlord, gets an inkling that we have a baby in the house, we'll really have a crisis.
Crabtree? What's he got to do with it?
Well, I got out our lease, sir. Here it is on the table. Have you ever read Clause 4?
Oh, sure, sure. That's the one about California drivers. The one that says any automobile found in our front room must be put back on the highway.
No, sir. That's Clause 7.
Oh.
I'll read Clause 4 to you. It says, the occupants of this house shall not retain within the walls of this domicile any pets, animals, persons whose reputation is questionable.
Just a second. Does it say that in there? Persons whose reputation is questionable?
Yes, sir. You must have paid quite a bonus for this place.
Never mind. What else does it say?
Well, here's the part I meant, sir. Occupants shall not maintain within the house such nuisances as dogs, cats, monkeys, parrots, domestic fowl, babies or termites who have not registered with the Chamber of Commerce.
You're making this up. Let me see that. Yes, it does say no babies. Any violation of the above rule shall be considered a breach of the lease, and said occupant shall become transit necorum habeas a priori pronto evictum.
Well, you know what that means, sir.
Yeah? Quonset hut, here we come. Don't you worry about Crabby. He's not going to find out about it anyway. Here, Treacher, take the baby and put him in on the sofa for his nap.
Very well, sir. Give him to me.
Treacher, be careful how you handle him. Yesterday, you dropped him on his head. You want him to grow up to be a simpleton?
Well, if he does, sir, he'll feel right at home around here.
It certainly is a strain and a worry having a baby in the house. I wonder if it's made any difference to my appearance. I know. I'll just take a quick peek in the mirror. Ah, there you are, you handsome devil. No, motherhood hasn't changed you a bit. You've still got that same gorgeous figure. I guess I ought to clean up around here. We've got talcum all over the place.
Hi, Uncle Jack.
Oh, hello, Togwell. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been out at the library, Uncle Jack. I was looking up names we might give the baby.
Names? Say, that's an idea. We ought to have a name for him.
Yeah. How do you like Euclid?
Euclid? That's a name?
Sure.
Sounds like something that breaks out in you from wearing long underwear.
Well, how do you like Gaffney?
Gaffney?
Yeah.
Gaffney. No.
How about Wilbur?
Wilbur? No. Say, I've got it. Why don't we call the baby by that grand old name? Jack.
Well, now we're back to the long underwear.
You know, Tugwell, I sometimes wonder why a big company doesn't put you on the air as a comedian.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing myself.
If you got on the air, they'd probably fade you right out anyway. Just forget about it.
Yeah. You know who I bumped into down at the library? Mr. Crabtree.
Mr. Crabtree, mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I've got... Mr. Crabtree, the landlord?
Yeah, you know how we always thought he was a mean old sourpuss? Well, he isn't.
What do you mean, he isn't?
Well, I told him we had a baby living here in the house, and you should have seen his eyes light up.
Tugwell.
I invited him over to see the baby, and he said he wouldn't miss it for the world.
Tugwell, I must say you are very brilliant. I like to see you use your brains like that.
Yeah, I knew you'd be proud of me, Uncle Jack. And that's not all, either. Mr. Crabtree's so happy about it, he's going to take us all out on a picnic.
He's going to take us on a picnic?
Well, I think so. He said if he came over here and found a baby, we'd all be out in Griffith Park by tomorrow.
Tugwell, listen carefully. There is a clause in our lease which states that if a baby is found living in this house, we are immediately dispossessed without notice, and then we'll have no place to live at all. What have you got to say to that? Tugwell, answer me just one question. How do you get to be so stupid?
Well, maybe it's because you always help me with my homework.
Yeah, well, no time to quibble. We need action. Let's see. Now, there's no use telling him that there isn't any baby because you've already spilled the whole works.
Well, as long as I got you into this, why don't you let me figure it out with my brains?
No. It would be much easier just to shoot myself.
Well, we could tell the landlord that I made a mistake and the baby isn't a baby at all.
The baby is not a baby?
No. The racetrack's open and maybe we could pass the kid off as a jockey.
Tugwell, why don't you crawl in the deep freeze for a while and pull your brain in after you? Crabtree is such a crusty old guy. He's got a heart as hard as flint. The sad story won't affect him at all. Gee, if the mother of the child were only here, Hey, that's an idea. If he saw the kid in his mother's arms, even he wouldn't have the nerve to throw them out. Maybe Miss Ryan will help me. You know, if she posed as the mother... Well, it's worth trying anyway. I'll go down and talk to her right now. How are things in North Pomona? Is my sweetheart waiting for me there? Does the smog still ripple through her hair? That ain't that sum-dee-dum-bum. See, I hope when I get to Miss Ryan's, I can convince her she should help me out of this jam. If she will only... Oh, gosh, here comes Del Sharpett. He probably wants to talk about soup. I might get rid of him quickly if I can beat him to the punch.
Well, hello, Jack. Where are you going in such a hurry?
Well, I am in kind of a rush, Del, but I'm glad I bumped into you. I want to tell you about the baby. He said his first word today.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite an event. What did he say?
Well, I think you exerted your influence over the child, Del. You will find this hard to believe, I know. But today, Treacher showed him a can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup, and he looked up and he said, good.
Jack, you're just kidding me.
No, I'm not, Del. That's what he has said, so help me. Well, so long, Del. See you later.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jack. What else did he say?
What else? Well, you know, that's a pretty smart kid, Del. He said, the reason folks go for Campbell's chicken noodle soup is because it's so downright delicious.
Jack, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did, Del. Clear as a bell. And he went on and said some more, too, but I can't recall what it was. But I gotta go along now, Del.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Think, man. Now, what was it he said? Did he say that in Campbell's chicken noodle soup, every spoonful of the golden broth just glistens with chicken richness? That old-fashioned egg noodles are generously added along with tender pieces of chicken?
Del, how did you know? That's exactly what he said, word for word.
Well, Jack, this baby is only 1 year old. You must be exaggerating.
No, Del, I swear it. If that baby didn't say what I told you, then...
Yes?
Then may I waste away until I'm only as good-looking as Gregory Peck.
Well, Jack, you've certainly got a smart baby.
Yeah, I know. So long, Del.
So long, Jack.
I'm not so done myself. Of course, I did exaggerate a little, but Del's such a nice guy. It makes him feel good. Well, here's the knick-knack, Nook. I wonder what would be the best approach to win Miss Ryan over to my scheme. She took care of the baby 3 nights this past week. I hate to ask another favor of her. I know. I'll just put it on a friendship basis. If I appeal to her that way, she can't refuse. Anybody here?
Oh, hello there, Mr. Carson.
Well, 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 Miss Ryan. And how is my staunch, loyal, true blue, trustworthy old friend today, hmm? And, how are you feeling?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, Miss Ryan, maybe you should get a new doctor.
Oh, I'm through with doctors. I'm going to an astrologer now.
Astrologer?
Yes. And I found out that most of my ailments come from the stars. I had my horoscope read, and he told me most of my pains come from Capricorn and Sagittarius.
Quite a long ways.
My whole zodiac is out of whack. Do you know anything about astrology, Mr. Carson?
Oh, sure, sure. Plenty. Let's see. There's 7 signs on the chart. There's Capricorn, Sagittarius, Taurus, the bull, Leo, the lobster, Gemini, the cricket, and Manny, Moe, and Jack. What I came in for, Miss Ryan, is because my landlord has found out that I have a baby and he's going to dispossess me.
My goodness, put out of your house?
Yes, and I thought that maybe I could play in the landlord's sympathy. That is, well, if I get someone like you to pretend she's the baby's mother.
Oh, heavens, I couldn't do that, Mr. Carson.
Why not?
Oh, I'm much too young to be the mother of a 1-year-old baby.
Much too young? Yes, I'll figure that out later.
You know, I'm not as old as I look.
Heaven forbid. Or no, I mean... I mean, you look like a kid. Miss Ryan, I'm in a tough spot. If you could come over before the landlord gets there, I could tell him that you were the poverty-stricken mother of this poor little child, and he might relent.
Oh, I'd love to help you, Mr. Carson. If it was any other night but tonight. But this is my club meeting.
Your club?
Yes. I told you about it last week. Convalescence Incorporated.
Oh, yes.
You see, tonight is bank night.
Bank night?
Yes. We girls all put in a dollar and sit around in a circle. Then a bell rings, and the one with the most stitches on her appendix scar gets bingo.
Sounds like heaps of fun. But look, Miss Ryan, I've got to find somebody to pretend she's the mother of the child. Can't you skip just this one club meeting?
Well, tell you what. I'll call up and maybe Mrs. McGinnis can take my place.
Oh, good, Miss Ryan. Do that, and then call me and let me know if you can make it.
All right, Mr. Carson. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now the magic music of Freddie Martin, featuring Barclay Allen on the piano and his own composition, Kumana.
Thank you.
But, Uncle Jack, where are we going to live if the landlord throws us out?
Don't worry, Tugwell. We're not going to get thrown out. It'll all be fixed.
Yeah, but who's going to fix it?
Tugwell, when things get in a jam around here, who is the brilliant brain who always gets us out of it?
You mean you're going to drag Treacher into this thing?
Tugwell, please don't underestimate my ability. Now, I've got a plan. At first, I thought I'd ask Miss Ryan to come over and act as the poor old destitute mother of the baby, but she just called and she's having difficulty getting out of her meeting. So, I got in touch with Tanya, and she's coming over.
Tanya? I thought Tanya was mad at you.
Well, she was, but when I told her the circumstances, she made up with me. In fact, she was a little bit glad that I called. Who can blame her? After all, I mean, where could she find another man like me?
Well, she could stand out in front of Kelly's pool hall. They throw one out in the street every 5 minutes.
Very funny, nephew. Now, there's the door. Tugwell, I'll be able to handle the problem of the landlord much easier without you.
You think you can keep him from throwing us out?
Please, please, Tugwell. I'm handling it. Naturally, it can only turn out one way.
Okay, I'll go upstairs and start packing.
Coming, coming. Oh, hello, Tanya. Gee, I'm glad you got here first.
Oh, then Mr. Crabtree hasn't arrived yet?
No, no, no. Come in.
Jack, have I got this right? When the landlord gets here, you want me to pretend the baby belongs to me.
That's the idea. Uh-huh. It might soften him up, and then he'll let me stay here in the house.
Uh-huh. Where is the baby now?
Right here in the library. Ah, there he is. Whoopsie, whoopsie, baby. Baby, baby, I want you to meet your new mother. This is Tanya.
Tell me, what is his name, Jack?
I don't know, but after that, I think we'll call him Errol.
Oh, isn't he cute? Look how he puts his little arms around my neck and snuggles up to me.
Yeah. When the baby gets tired, I'll take over.
Jack, do you really think after seeing such a lovely baby, the landlord would actually throw you out?
You bet he'd throw me out. I know this landlord. He's got a lot of happy Chandler in him. In fact, he's the kind... I could explain that, but we haven't got time. That's got to be Crabtree now. Tanya, you stay in here with the baby, see? And I'll try to stall him off with a long, sad story, utilizing all of my acting talent, which is quite a bit. And if that doesn't work, I'll think of something else.
All right, Jack.
Oh, how I hate this Crabtree. He's one of the meanest, sneaky, low-down, crooked baboons I have ever known. Well, 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 Mr. Crabtree, my favorite landlord. Come in, come in, come in. How are you, anyway? Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that you're in such good health. Well, it really is a pleasure to see you, Mr. Crabtree. I was just saying to my nephew the other day, I do wish that nice landlord, Mr. Crabtree, would come around and see us oftener.
See you oftener?
Yes, yes, certainly. I'm always in to you, you know.
Yes, you're in to me for 2 months back rent.
That. Well, the check is in the mail.
Well, if the check is in the mail, why haven't I got it yet?
Well, I know you collect stamps, Mr. Crabtree, so I sent it by way of Puerto Rico. But we won't let that spoil our beautiful friendship, will we?
Now, Carson, stop this stalling. You know very well why I'm here. You violated your lease.
I did, Mr. Crabtree?
Yes, you did. Carson, you know the terms of the lease. No dogs, babies, or leaky fountain pens allowed.
Boy, I haven't got a fountain pen in the place.
Now, look, Carson, you're wasting time. Your nephew told me you have a baby here.
Yes, that is true. But you don't understand the circumstances under which I acquired this child. Wait till you hear this touching story.
Go ahead.
Can't you just see it, Mr. Crabtree? The house was dark. It was midnight. The wind was howling outside. Then up my front walk came this poor old downtrodden woman with a baby in her arms, trudging wearily through the snow.
Snow? Just a minute, Carson. This is California. There's no snow here.
Well, it looked like snow. That night, the fog had a head on it.
Oh, don't give me any of those cock and bull stories, Carson.
But it's true. In fact, the mother is here right now. I'll call her. Oh, Tanya! Tanya!
Yes, did you call me, Jack?
Yes, yes. There she is, Mr. Crabtree.
This is the mother of the child?
That's right, that's right.
But this girl is beautiful. You told me the mother was a poor old broken-down woman.
Yes, but haven't you ever heard of the 14-day Palmolive treatment? Mr. Crabtree, look at her standing there with that little child in her arms. Say something, baby. Uh-huh. Baby, this is Mr. Crabtree, our landlord. Mr. Crabtree, I'm sure that's not an opinion.
Carson, this is quite a pretty picture, but it doesn't affect me at all. It states clearly in the lease that you can be dispossessed.
Wait, you can't do this.
Oh, I can't. Look for the day, the 7th of May.
Yeah, but you can't do this to my baby.
Your baby? You mean you two are married?
Well,
if that's the case, you're within your rights legally, because Clause 5 states that any addition to the family is permissible to a married couple.
You mean it's okay if we're a married couple?
Yes, that's the law.
Mr. Crabtree, meet my wife.
Jack, why didn't you tell Mr. Crabtree we were married?
I didn't know a thing about it. I want to shout about it.
Well. So you went and got married without telling me, eh, Carson? Little secret deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You rascal, you. You might have known I'd find out about it. You know you can't fool Foxy Old Crabtree.
Yeah, Foxy Old Crabtree. I wouldn't try to put anything over on you.
Tell me, how long have you two been married?
Oh, quite a while.
And when did the baby come?
When? About 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks? And what makes the baby look so old?
Oh, well, you see, the deity service was a little late today, and he's worried.
You know, Carson, I'm not as hard-shelled as you think I am. I'm a great family man myself. Now stand over there next to your loving wife so I can get the real domestic picture.
Okay.
There. Now there's a true portrait of happy home life.
Where is my child? My own beautiful child.
No.
I can do it after all, Mr. Carson. The club meeting was called off.
Please, Miss.
Just a minute. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm the baby's mother.
You're this baby's mother?
Of course I am.
Miss Ryan, ixnay, you'll spoil the whole deal.
There I was, cold and destitute, out on the street with my baby in my arms. And kind Mr. Carson took us in and gave us shelter.
Miss Ryan, for gosh sakes.
Now, just a minute. Let me get this straight. Does this baby belong to you?
Yes, give me my child.
Just who is the mother of this baby?
I am.
Carson, you better get your story straight. I'll give you 24 hours to prove that this is your child, or out you go into the street.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll fight this to the highest court in the land. And not only that...
Goodbye!
Did I do something wrong, Mr. Carson?
Oh, Miss Ryan, I had it all fixed. Why did you have to... Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter now, anyway.
I was only trying to help. Jack,
I think you better get the baby to bed. He's getting irritable.
Yeah, he is. Give him to me, will you? I'll take him into his bed. There, baby. Now, you be quiet, baby. I'll put you right here in your little basket. There. Oh, isn't that better? Don't you worry your little head about that landlord. No, don't worry at all. I'll take care of him. Certainly I will, sure. Now go to sleep, huh? And remember that Uncle Jack loves you with all his heart.
Lullaby and good night, with roses bedight, with lilies bedecked, his babies weeping. Lay thee down now and rest. May thy slumber be blessed. Lay thee down now and rest. May thy slumber be
tomorrow, when you're marketing, I hope you'll remember to get several cans of Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. You'll find it comes in mighty handy at mealtime. You see, it's a homey, satisfying soup, a fine main dish for the youngsters at noontime, or to set before Dad at supper. And delicious, it's just filled with good eating. To make sure of that, Campbell's use plenty of chickens for this old-fashioned favorite. The rich stock is made by simmering plump chickens long and slowly. Tender egg noodles specially prepared for this grand soup are generously added, along with tempting pieces of chicken. Good. Yes, ma'am, Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup is something you'll always want to keep on hand.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
That's all for now, ladies and gentlemen. And next Wednesday, whether we're still at 22 North Hollywood Lane or looking for a shelter for ourselves and our baby, we'd like to have you know what's going on. You can do that by being tuned to the same station next Wednesday. Until then, good luck and good night.
Franco-American spaghetti. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American. Back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back. America's favorite, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce. Ready cooked to give grand, good eating, but quick. Get a can of Franco-American spaghetti.
F-A, Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
And now, a reminder to you folks who do not change to daylight saving time this Saturday. Be sure to listen to the Jack Carson Show 1 hour earlier next Wednesday evening if your community continues on standard time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.